This is GPP Make, and I'm Leah Fleming. It is summer, and there's always much to do in Middle Georgia. We've got some summertime folks in studio to tell us what we can get out and do on this latter part of August. Joining us back in studio, we have Jackie K. Cooper, a film critic with the Huffington Post.
Morning, morning, morning.
Good morning. And, of course, we have our local harpist, Betsy Fitzgerald.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I live down in Perry, and Betsy, I think Macon has decided to have their beer festival 5 times a year. Because it seems to me every time
we have
I turn
an amazing
around,
beer festival.
I'm getting up information for the show, and I say, oh my gosh, Macon's having a beer festival. Didn't we talk about that the show before last? But the 6th annual Macon Beer Fest is coming up on August 20th.
Yes.
And it's celebrating our, it's called Pints for Prostate.
That's right.
Because they're bringing up information about, you know, prostate, testing, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And I love that they said, you know, they're communicating through the universal language
of beer. Jackie, this is a fun event. I'm telling you. And what better way to encourage men to go get tested and to take care of themselves?
Hand them a beer.
Hand them a couple beers. Give them some liquid courage and learn more about how they can take care of themselves. But this is also a great event. You get a lot of, we always talk about people in the community coming together to work on a project. This is a great example of so many different types of people from all over Macon
right. And this
coming
is
together.
Being held in historic downtown Macon.
That's right.
And it goes from 3 to 7 for general admission and 2 to 7 for VIP.
On a more serious note, but still just as fun, the Macon Symphony is launching their 40th anniversary season this year. Can you believe that?
Wow.
40 years here in Central Georgia performing beautiful classical music, and they have a new music director. His name is Jerry Steichen, and he is doing a great program that is very
now, is
Russian.
This his first concert?
First concert?
I thought it was.
Well, official concert as music director. And they have been doing a really great job of advertising, and that's the only way I can say it. They want people to know about their new musicians that have joined the symphony. And I love it because people sometimes think we're very standoffish people, and we're normal. We do go to Publix, and we go to the beer festival and different things and go to church.
To
the Soul Train and dance around once in a while. But I love it. They have this new energy going on at the symphony, and this concert is going to include Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, which is one of my favorites. It's, you know, the one that's at all the big piano concerto competitions around the world. There's also going to be the lesser-known overture on 3 Russian folk songs, and it's very haunting. The Russian folk music library is exquisite, and, you know, it's something that you don't hear, especially around here, but it's gorgeous, gorgeous. And they also are going to have Sibelius number 2, which is one of, you know, the big symphonies that everyone at conservatory knows, of course.
But let me say this too, Betsy. You know, there are a lot of cities in this country that don't have symphonies.
No.
Yes. No.
We are very fortunate in Macon to have a symphony.
We are.
And it takes the support of the community to get it done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I talk about people from other towns, and they say, oh, no, we had one, but we lost it.
Right.
The economy shut it down.
And ticket sales do not cover the cost of a symphony orchestra. A lot of people think that you buy a ticket, that's your contribution. It is not. It never even covers half of the cost. So, folks, I do hope you'll consider supporting the symphony in many different ways here. This is a regional group. It attracts musicians from all over Georgia.
And so is the Cox Theater.
Yeah.
For things like the Living Room series. I think that's the Living Room Concert series.
Yeah.
And I did want to mention this real quickly. On Wednesday, August 24th, they're having a concert, but a set by two musicians, Justin Cutway and Aaron Irons. Both are from other states, but now live here in Macon. Justin is more of, I was listening to some of his music. It's folk rock, more country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron is more rock and roll.
Cool.
Oh. So, and tickets, I've looked at this a trillion times, but I swear it said tickets are $5.
That's it?
That's what it said.
Please, we got stuff to do.
And the Beer Fest is just the cost of a beer.
All right. Well, these are great ideas. We are going to post them on our newly updated website, gpbnews.org, so that you can get all the details and make sure you get out and do something fun. Jackie and Betsy will be out doing something fun, as will I, and we'll all come back and talk about it soon.